by Rebecca Spencer.
Mass curls it, and that's a wonderful goal!
And Rhea Percival from almost the halfway line.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the N17 Women podcast. We're here to talk to you about Spurs women, and in particular, our game away at Manchester United at the weekend. I'm Sian, I'm your host for today. And as ever, I'm joined by Caroline, Abby and Rachel. How are we all feeling today?
Doing well. Yep. It feels like there are just so many games lately and the end of the season crunch is really getting here. But I'm excited to see how it ends, especially on the women's side of the club. So, yeah, good times.
Yeah, a bit less excited than last week, but it's nice to be back. Nothing's crumbled, so that's good. Still kind of excited for the end of the season, yeah. And I'm actually for work in Manchester today, so I feel it's very appropriate to be talking about our game in Manchester.
Yeah, sounds about right. I'm feeling similarly to you guys. Everything is still on fire at work, but I've managed to sneak away for a little recording.
Excellent. Glad to have you back with us, Abby. So let's have a look at this lineup for the Man United game. We knew, obviously, that Grace wasn't going to be playing. So we were all keen to see, I think, what Robert was going to do in her absence. But also, it turned out Celine was missing. We now find out she's got a foot injury, but we didn't know at the time that that was the case. So we had Becky in goal. We had Ash, Luana, Amy and Amanda in defence. Drew and Evelina in that kind of defensive midfield role with Beth, Martha and Tilly attacking midfield and Jess Naz up front. Though, as ever, I think there was a little bit of fluidity about that attacking lineup. So considering Grace and Celine were out, what did you make of that starting 11?
I thought it still felt really strong. You know, I was glad to see Matilda getting a start because I think she's really looked great in the performances that she'd had previously. The only thing that was giving me pause was really just the bench was not looking quite as strong as it has. So kind of felt like we really needed the starters to get a lot of the work done. And I guess Beth being at winger was a bit of a surprise also. And I mean, I think it worked okay, you know, and I don't feel like she did anything particularly wrong. I don't know that I want to see that again, but it worked fine with the players that we had out and kind of needing to fill some of those gaps in.
Yeah, I was also surprised about that, I guess, in the North London Derby, but it wasn't. It was in the semi-final, similarly vibes. In the semi-final, we saw Martha going out to the right and Beth going kind of back to the 10. And so seeing Beth, sort of seeing that switched around for this game, it made me wonder if Robert Villaham was just trying things out, you know, because he clearly likes the idea of having all three of Jess, Martha and Beth on the pitch at the same time. And so in some ways, I think they've all played. I don't think Jess has played at a 10 yet, but otherwise they've played at all options in the sort of front line. Jess has played at left and right, whereas the other two have played at right, 10 and 9. So that was where my surprise was, I guess. But yeah, otherwise it seemed like quite expected.
Yeah, I was interested to see that whole scenario play out again. And like before the game, I'd been hoping to see like another or like the same experiment of let's get all three of them on the field. And yeah, I was excited to see Matilda in there as well. I think she adds an interesting dimension to all that. So
obviously I was at the game watching it, but I watched some of it back on FA Player, and I do have to give a quick shout out to the comms on the FA Player who after a clearance from a defender, first attributed it to Amy, then to Luana, and it was Ash who cleared it. So of all our players who look like others, there's a couple of very distinct players, and Ash is one of them. So if you're getting that mixed up.
I mean, even Luana's pretty distinctive. I mean, she does have very different hair than anyone else. So, you know, if you're switching those two with everyone else, you're really screwed.
I mean, he did seem to be a little bit in love with Man United and Malar in particular, listening to the commentary. But anyway, I just thought that was incredible. So let's get started on the actual action. The first goal, as so often is the case, did not go our way. Jess gave away a free kick, which was floated into the area. Becky came for it, but Malar beat her to it and headed it home. So what did you think of that goal? What did you think of Becky coming out for the ball? Was she right to do that? Or should she have only come out if she was actually going to reach it?
Well, it kind of felt like Becky and the back line were just not on the same page in this instant, because everyone else was kind of holding back. And I think she probably felt like she had no choice but to try to come out and claim it, because nobody was really able to challenge Millar for that ball. She's a great player in the air, Millar is. So I don't think that was ever going to work out. And it seemed like we didn't have a good configuration in terms of who was marking whom on that corner. Or on the free kick, sorry. Clearly a mismatch. And once again, not very organized on these set pieces, and it coming back to haunt us.
Yeah, watching it live, it did feel like it was a miscommunication. It did feel like one of those, oh God, are we going back to sort of Becky from the last Manchester United game, which was really her last bad game before she had a run of very good games. So I was worried, not just for the moment, but also was this the symbol of what was to come in the game? It wasn't, but it was kind of a worrying moment. It was a clever header and she went quite low to head the ball, and it was a really good header. But at the same time, it just felt like the timing was so bad, you know, that there should have been a sense from Becky that she wasn't going to make it, or I don't know, do you speed up halfway? I don't know what it is, but it did feel like this was just wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting. The first few times I watched it, I actually like wasn't even looking at Becky at all. And I was just like, where's the defense? So I think that's a really good point, because I know that like this is not the first time it's been discussed that Becky doesn't come out to collect all of the things we might like her to. So much to consider for me. that is an interesting perspective.
Yeah, and in the past, this is the point of the game where we've all kind of gone, uh-oh, here we go again. But I think this season, perhaps we're not quite in that mindset, because we haven't kind of, apart from maybe twice this season, had games that have been quite like that. And again, it proved that our team were resilient once more. Our equaliser came in the 29th minute, corner taken short by Evelina, crossed in by Tilly, which came back out to Drew on the edge of the area, who fired it goalwards, sort of far post. Bit of a question mark if Beth got a touch or was involved in it, but I think they gave it to Drew in the end, 1-1. Anybody got any strong opinions on whether Beth got a touch in?
Well, I think they did credit it to England. At least that's what I'm seeing on the FUTMob app, and what I don't remember if it was the club or somebody had posted to that effect. But yeah, I was a little disappointed for Drew, because she doesn't have a WSL goal yet this season. And I thought, you know, she took her shot really well and probably didn't even need the touch from Beth to get the goal. But you can't really knock Beth for wanting to be sure and giving it that little bit of extra security. But I think really the buildup to it was important too. Like, I know Matilda had a really important cross earlier in the game. This was like 30 seconds into the match. She nearly got an assist for Beth then. And I just felt like she was kind of involved in everything good that we were doing in the attack. And we'll see it on the next goal as well. I think the goal itself was maybe a little fortunate in that United didn't look quite set to defend, but they all count.
Yeah, it was nice to have something like that happen to the opponent for once. I was really happy for Drew when I first watched it. But yeah, later on the comms, they did say it had been credited to Beth. And I was kind of annoyed that for actually all of the goals, we only got like the one angle on the playback, because that one for sure is one I really would have liked to see like some other angles of it. But yeah, I was honestly like, my annoyance at that was really eclipsed for how happy I was for pretty much everyone involved in it.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was Drew when I saw it live. And, you know, afterwards, obviously, you kind of see Beth touching it, but it's even really hard to see that and the angle they showed, like you say, Abby. Not the best angle for seeing what the hell was going on there. And I was also, I thought that it was the sort of goal that, like, is very Drew goal, where she just, like, slams the ball really hard at the goal, but in a, you know, but positioning it as well. And it's the sort of thing where, in a way, even when she doesn't score them, it's great to have her trying them, because the ball comes out and often like they're second balls. And I think at the start of the season, there was a couple of times where Martha maybe scored after Drew had taken a shot and it had come out again. And so it's a reminder of that when Drew's on the pitch and she's kind of in the area, she can create stuff that gives opportunities to other players. And I think when she's not there, that's one of the things we missed. I mean, we missed a lot of things in the second half of this game, which we'll get onto, but you know, Drew not being there and her not being in that sort of final third is part of it.
And then, as we say, the second goal wasn't far behind. 31st minute, again, it was Evelina played a lovely through ball to Tilly, who ran onto it and, you know, really ran very fast to get to the ball just on the byline. Crossed it in again, back to the edge of the box, this time to Jess, who went inside of one defender and took a shot at the inside post and scored her goal. So that was 2-1 to us. It's two very similar goals, really, in how we approached them. And obviously, maybe something to be looking at for the final in terms of Man United being a little bit open to shots from the edge of the area. How did you feel when Jess's goal went in?
Well, elated, obviously, because the goals came so close together. I felt like, wow, we're really getting the momentum back on our side. Obviously, I'm always thrilled when Jess scores because I think she's just worked so hard this season and really deserves the success that she's been having. But yeah, again, for me, this goal, really, a lot of it comes down to Tilly's work rate as well, because it looked like the United defenders had thought there was going to be a foul called. I think it was a foul on Beth, and they all just kind of shut off. And Tilly ran to get the ball, you know, just before it went out of touch. Jess, I think, then still had some work to do. Like, her touch to get around Katie Zellum was really great. And, you know, I think the quality of her shot as well. But like you said, Sean, we know that Mary Earps is kind of susceptible to these long range shots. So I think this is something we have to keep doing when we play United, you know, take advantage of that. And we definitely did on these two goals.
Yeah, I was pretty thrilled. Now it's like every time I see Jess score, it's like chills down my spine. It's really great. And I was thinking, like, I didn't go back to confirm this, but I was just having this thought that I remember Jess scoring like two really great goals in the 8-0 game against Brighton last year, and then kind of being like disappointed that didn't really turn into like a longer streak. And I just feel like some of the goals she's been scoring lately really remind me of the goals she scored in that game. And I'm just really happy to see that was actually a sign of future things to come and not just a one-off.
Well, she's getting better service, so I think that helps. And also playing in the striker role, you know, primarily.
But also, I mean, we've said before, she's a confidence player. So in that 8-0 goal, there was like nothing to worry about. She scored, I think it was like the fourth and the sixth or eighth. Like, they were both in the second half because she'd come on as a substitute. She scored that amazing one that was like four touches from kickoff with Cho passing to her. That was like absolutely fantastic, a lob over the keeper. But I think also, and she's often scored in sort of Conti Cup games as well, where she's calmer, it's more comfortable. And so I feel like in a way it's that confidence thing, that the fact that it's now happening in the WSL is really great. You know, it's happening when the goals matter and it's not like the seventh goal in a 8-0 win. And that is really the difference. Also, one thing I thought was, we do sometimes get annoyed with her for slowing the game down. You know, she's like on that, you know, she's got the ball in this perfect position and she gets herself into the right position. But she did that in this game, and I thought it was going to go into a dead end. And actually what she did was went around the player and found space for herself. And so it's also sort of trusting that she is finding a way to do things and not getting frustrated with her, because when it comes off, it really does come off. So yeah, I was really happy for her. And I thought, you know, we've had conversations before, and obviously as her defender, I've always said like Evelina can find a pass, and like this one was slightly long, but she does get those through balls and she's looking for them. She's often looking to progress the ball. And that's one of the reasons why kind of Tilly was able to find that space, which, like you guys all said, she was just running and running and running, and having her do that was definitely causing problems for Man United. So the kind of combination of all three of them was great.
Well, as we say, the momentum was great for that second goal, but it quickly came a little bit apart as Martha went down off the ball. And in the background of that as well, Drew was also not looking great. Martha had to come off and Kit replaced her, and Drew needed a bit of attention to her thigh. The first half ended 1-1 to Man United, 2 to Tottenham Hotspur. How were you feeling at that point? Did the injury worries affect you, or were you just on the high of the we're beating Man United?
I was definitely not. So I did not watch the game live. It was 5 a.m. But watching it back and like knowing that Martha was going to go off, and then like seeing that whole thing, I was not feeling too great about it, because she was like the one player I wanted to not get injured before the cup final. So just from like a general like malaise perspective, I was displeased. But also at that point, I already knew it was going to happen for the rest of the game. So I caveat.
watching live, I was feeling confident going into halftime. You know, it was unfortunate that Martha went off, but I think we were all hoping at the time that we were just being precautionary, taking her off, knowing that the final's coming up. Like, we can't risk anybody aggravating anything. But, you know, I trusted Kit to get a job done. So to me, that wasn't the sub that I was worried about. That maybe came a little bit later on in the second half.
Yeah, I guess I was, I mean, I think we can talk about it later. In retrospect, Martha coming off made a really big difference to the game. But I think that at the time, I was probably still just, you know, really worried about her, hoping that she wasn't injured, feeling quite happy. But I also think that as we talk about the second half, Martha's absence became more and more obvious. So we can get into that.
So we've all mentioned Tilly a little bit, but as this was only her second start in the league, and I think she did have a big impact on the game, let's just talk about her performance a little bit more in the first half. What were you really pleased to see, and how confident are you that she's going to be a great player for us?
I think she has all the tools to be a really important player in this team. And it's kind of going to come down to whether we're able to get Grace on a permanent contract, if that left winger spot is going to be open more often for her to play. I also think it's great that she has come to a club where she is going to get the development. You know, we know that's something that Robert Villaham is really focused on. But already I feel like when she's on the pitch, she's just electric to watch. You know, she's one of the hardest working players in the team. She's got, I guess that's one goal and one assist now in her two starts. So not a bad return at all.
Yeah, I remember saying when she joined that we were going to have to wait and see how she adapted to like the physicality of the league and like the pace of play. And you really can't say that a game against Manchester United does not have those things. So yes, welcome, Matilda. Nice to have you.
Wonder if you were thinking about her like very obvious yellow card in this game with that. So she was definitely happy to get physical. This is the kind of game where you do that. Otherwise, she was, again, showing her pace, her willingness to get back, to tackle. I think, again, Robert is being quite clever playing her, you know, alongside Amanda. The two of them obviously have a lot more experience playing with one another than just in this side. And so that must help her. And I think that she's clearly likes playing with Jess. You can see the two of them are connecting and combining. And Robert Villaham's talked a lot of times in his press conferences about he's interested in partnerships and relationships, and that some of how he picks the team is related to how he sees those relationships developing. And so I can imagine that that becomes important then.
And the change that Man United made at halftime kind of suggested they were a little bit worried about Tilly's performance, because Blundell came on in the second half. Did that have an effect on, you know, did that work from Manchester United's perspective? Was that something that affected her performance?
Well, I do think that Blundell did a better job marking Tilly than Effie Mannion had. Actually, we need to get our resident gif maker, Rachel, to clip up a gif of that excellent turn that Tilly got on Mannion early in the game. Abby was just talking about kind of the pace of the game. And there were times, especially when we got into the second half, when I felt like you were starting to see a little bit of the quality disparity between our teams in terms of just things like the crispness of the passing from United was a lot better. But I think Tilly is one of those players who is able to kind of keep up with the level of the WSL. You know, I don't really have any concerns about that. But yeah, it did feel like as the second game or the second half went on, it felt like all the work we had done to kind of get back some of the momentum in the first half disappeared. And it felt like we were overall just starting to go a little more defensive, and we weren't really getting anything going in the attack. So it just started to feel pretty frustrating.
Yeah. And I think it wasn't just Blundell. I think it was also Lucia Garcia coming on that side, and she definitely caused a lot of problems. It was both Matilda and then Amanda got their yellow cards for basically pulling her shirt. So it was a sign of the crack that she was causing certain amount of problems down that wing. And generally, I mean, if we look at our second half stats, Spurs were really terrible in terms of passing. So we went from having almost the same pass completion as Manchester United. So in the first half, theirs was 86% and ours was 82%. To the second half, theirs was 86% again. And Spurs' passing accuracy was 69%, which is really poor. And obviously there's a causal relationship there. It's not just that they were passing badly and that's why they didn't have much control of the game. It was also that Man United were pressing more aggressively. Their players, they changed their shape a little bit. They were marking players and we were resorting to sort of like these very speculative long balls and they were less accurate and Man United were closing our players down or cutting out the angles. So it is partly Blundell, but it's partly just, you know, a lot of other things kind of changing. And I would also say this is where I think that Martha not being there really mattered because she was so key in the first half to our pressing and she always is. And her not being there, Kit's great, but she's a different kind of player. She doesn't play as high. Ramona Petzelberger, when she came on, also it doesn't do the same thing. And I think we see how much we miss Martha when she's not there.
So, yeah, we then had substitutions at 60th minute. Drew came off, which wasn't a surprise as we knew she'd been struggling a little bit and was replaced by Ramona. We've been talking a lot this season about how our strength and depth has been a lot better. But is this where we started to feel that we were putting on players who weren't quite of the same standard as we would have liked in this game? And then the second substitution was obviously Tilly and Evelina came off for Roz and Olga. And obviously, Olga is a good substitution, but Roz is an on and off game player, some better than others. So where would you say that those kind of substitutions started to show our lack of depth with just a couple of players out?
This was an off game for Roz, unfortunately. I don't think that she was quite up to the same level as Tilly. And I do think Olga was fine, but it did feel like we, again, just didn't have the edge in the second half. And I think good that we were able to hold United off for as long as we did. And we defended really well, but there was no chance of us scoring a third goal, you know, in that second half. It didn't feel like that was ever going to happen the way we were playing. So I think for me, that was really the frustration, was that we brought on, you know, some subs that weren't necessarily giving us that ability to get back into the game in terms of the attack.
I agree. And I also think, for what it's worth, Martha, Drew, and Grace and Celine being out is kind of like a lot, actually, given that they're all in quote-unquote attacking midfield. I use that loosely. And I think thinking about it that way, it's like, how do you really have more depth than that? That's like four players who play across like the same two or three positions, or like rotate through them, like all not being available in that moment.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think especially Martha, Jew and Grace, they all basically play as number 10, but they've got a physicality. And I think, you know, we could have run on Shuang Wang in this game and she could play there, but she's got a very different style of playing there. And I guess Robert Villaham was worried about bringing her on. And Ramona Petzelberger did fine, but like just really doesn't have the ability to hold the ball up and bring other players in the way that all three of those players can. I think Celine was missed, but in a way what she does is different. And actually I thought that Beth England had a really interesting game on the wing and was very good defensively, which is where she was needed for a lot of the game. But of course, that meant that because she was less central, she wasn't so involved and she couldn't progress the ball so well. And in the second half, we were just desperate to do that. And yeah, I agree with you. I think this was the game where Roz really showed that she isn't going to be consistent. And I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't get a lot more game time this season, unless, again, there are players out and that needed to rest. But yeah, I think you're right. The bench felt thinner.
This is going to sound a little harsh, but I feel like I still don't quite know what Ramona does. She's had some decent game time this season, and I feel like we should have a clearer idea of like what her playing style is. Kind of like Rachel said, we had Shuang available off the bench, and I think she would have been much closer to a like-for-like replacement for Drew in terms of having that sort of creative ability and also being able to sort of press as well. So yeah, that felt like a suboptimal substitution to me.
And it's such a change, isn't it, from the last couple of games where the substitutions have been such a positive impact on the game, that now we're coming to a game where the substitutions really were not that. And I think it's interesting that Roz was one of the players who was on the bench when we had a full squad. I think that says quite a lot about where she is in the pecking order as well, Roz and Ellie, obviously. So, yeah, I know Roz has got another year on her contract, but I wouldn't think she's going to be a major player for us in the remaining time. So as we've alluded to, that wasn't the end of the goals in the game. And Mary Earp started running up the pitch for all the corners in stoppage time. And on the second one, she was in the fray, but it was a 92nd minute corner. Our old friend Rachel Williams headed onto the bar, it bounced off, and Letizia came racing in and headed it home. Our defenders looked like they thought there was some sort of infringement, but the goal stood. What did you think when that went in?
Well, I'll start by saying that goals like this hurt really badly when it's that early in the morning. For me watching local time. God, I was so frustrated with this one. And I have rewatched it many, many times at this point on Spurs Play, slow motion. I am convinced that if we had VAR in the league, this goal would not have stood because we had the situation where the ball, I don't think Becky actually got a touch on it, but the ball comes off, crossbar goes up, comes back down. And I believe it was Jace that kind of just barreled into Amy and, you know, basically impeded her from being able to challenge Letizia for the ball. So it, to me, it was a foul, but obviously we don't have VAR, so there's no recourse. It did feel like a situation where we were not prepared for the physicality that United had in that moment. And, you know, that goes for Letizia too, like with the way she came in for that ball. So it's frustrating to concede a goal like that. Not a pretty goal, not a good goal, you know, so late in the game when we had really been defending pretty well, I felt like, you know, and limiting them to really not great quality chances to then concede in this manner was just, it felt like a gut punch.
Yeah, one of the benefits of being one time zone back on you is that I fully woke up, checked the score, was like, wow, 2-2. And then was like, wait a minute, I need to do a little bit more investigation here. But yeah, watching it back, I didn't quite get the gut punch, but I did feel it echo through the screen at me when I was watching it later. It was a rough goal to concede and like just a lot of bodies in the same place. I agree with you about the VAR. I don't know about that one.
Well, and it just felt like bad luck, right? Like with the ball coming off the crossbar like that and coming down in just the right spot for them to capitalize on. It was just like, God, we cannot catch a break in these set pieces, it feels like.
I mean, we had defended pretty well a lot of set pieces earlier. So, you know, I think with less unreliable at set pieces, but especially as you said, when a team is that physical, and I think at that point we had less physical players left on the pitch, so we didn't have Drew and Evelina, who are much more physical than Ramona. I mean, Kit's pretty physical, but she'd come on for Martha, who is too, so we had a like lower physicality left than we'd started with. I mean, I think that probably Beth got fouled as well. She was, you know, the other player, wasn't she right on the goal line? And we'd seen earlier, Mary Earps had like clattered Becky to the ground. So it was generalized, this willingness to go into things. And also we know Rachel Williams will. I mean, we used to like that. I mean, remember that goal in North London Derby? That was just pure physicality. And so we kind of know that's coming. And hopefully we spend the next however many weeks it is preparing for it.
Well, and honestly, like Rachel Williams was the one that got the header that went off the crossbar and she won that one fairly. Like there was no, you know, trickery or anything involved there. And Kit almost got ahead on it. So it was another one of those like almost moments where it could have been prevented. But you're right. Beth did get kind of caught up in that foul on Amy. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that in the current squad, Amy's probably our best player in the air. So for them to have like targeted her to take her out felt pretty calculated to me.
It ended 2-2, which in the moment was disappointing, but probably at the beginning of the game, you would have taken that as a result. Just thinking about this game, not looking ahead for a minute, how did you feel at full time? Man United now kind of back in the fight for fourth with Liverpool. Realistically, it's the two of them after the result of this game. So 2-2 is a good result for us. First time we've got any points at Lee. How were you feeling with that result? As I say, just in the context of the league in that game.
Well, for me, it's very hard to like keep it just in that context and not be thinking about the final two. But if I'm thinking just purely in terms of like how the game went down, it did feel like one of those draws that feels like a loss just because of the way it, you know, we had them equalize in the last second, basically. And I don't know, I was still kind of holding out hope that we could climb up the table a spot or two. But I think we just have to kind of reframe our expectations for the season in the sense that obviously it's been a huge improvement over last year, you know, period. And then also to be in a cup final, like that kind of feels more like important and rejuvenating to me than if we had like squeaked into that, you know, fifth or fourth spot. So I'm trying to keep perspective and be like, you know, like you said, we would have enjoyed a draw away at United coming into the game. So I'm trying to be happy with it, even though it's hard.
I was really happy that we'd scored two goals. It's been a while since we've scored two goals in 90 minutes. So that's an up. I thought we played really not very well in the second half. And so in some ways I felt like we were really hanging on. And so I was disappointed, but I was also kind of a little frustrated. And so in some ways it didn't feel that unfair. It wasn't like one of those ones where we were like going at it and they just like stole it. They had been pushing forward. But what was interesting is I went and all my partner's family, Sportsman United, they were all there sitting in another area. So I kind of rejoined them again at the end of the game and heard what they were saying about it. And I have to say that made me kind of feel better because they were really frustrated. And they were really frustrated, not just that. I mean, some of them were like, oh, all that time wasting by your goalkeeper. And I was like, really? From a team that has Mary Earps as a goalkeeper? This is rich. But and they had actually the whole Man United fans had been booing Becky. And you saw her starting to get a little flustered a couple of times because of that. But anyway, ignoring that, which I obviously did and laughed at, they were then kind of just really frustrated at the ways in which they were failing to create really decent chances. And so, you know, that also made me feel, obviously I'm not looking ahead, but it did make me feel better as well. It was just like feeling like, okay, this game, it was frustrating that we conceded. It was annoying for loads of reasons. And having seen it back on replay, it was even more annoying because of the fouls and whatever else. But also, I didn't feel terrible.
Yeah, I guess I have like, I don't have very many feelings about this game in particular, actually, just because, I mean, on one hand, I'm frustrated that like leading into it, I was like, this is the one where Manchester United are going to be there for the taking. Like they're not having a great season. They've exposed some of their weaknesses. We should just go get them. You guys know I really don't like United for reasons. And so I was like frustrated not to have that happen. But I think in context of the league, it stopped mattering to me a good 2 or 3 months ago, whether we finish fifth, sixth, fourth, those like within those three. Anything other than that, I'd be like, I don't know, I need to readjust my expectations. But like that is just thinking back to the beginning of the season, I've kind of been feeling for a while that at the beginning of the season, Levy was like, oh, we're trying to get top six, which, you know, I made fun of at the time, but I knew what he meant, top half. Or I, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt for meaning that. And at the time I was like, that seems like a stretch. I don't know if we can do that. And so really the only thinking I've had since then has been, no, I think we can do that. And I think we should be disappointed if we don't do that. So in a way, this game really doesn't make me feel much differently about the league at all. And I'm pleased that meta pleased and that we could feel like maybe we deserved more out of this game, or that pleased that we like in some ways went toe to toe with United and gave them a run for their money. And like, that's the expectation and not like a stretch goal for us anymore. And that's cool. Looking back on the numbers before I watched it through, I did feel like if we had won that game, we would have like 100% have like footballed them. And so I was just like, I don't know, it happened. I obviously didn't have the last kick in the teeth of watching it all live. But yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Okay, so now we're going to let you go loose on the in the context of the final. How did it make you feel at full time? Is a draw a better result than actually having won it when you're looking ahead to the final?
It might be, just because it will make a win in the final that much more satisfying. And I do think it's possible. I don't think the final is going to be as open as this game felt at times. You know, I think it's going to be a lot more like reserved for both teams, or it could be pure chaos. Who knows? I do think that it's probably a good thing too, that we weren't able to like play our full cards with Celine being out. You know, we did have a little bit of experimentation with Beth playing at winger, which I think we had kind of wanted to see this, you know, from Robert, like try some things out. Don't give anything away, but also give yourself some options in case we need to do some adjustments within that final game. So I actually feel better about it in context of the final than like as a league game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good setup for a final, because all the stuff Caroline said, and like we also know from what he said about his preparation for the Leicester game, that he does put a lot of strategizing and thought and like extremely specific preparations into these things. And like, on one hand, it would have been cool if we could not have played the Matilda Vinberg card and just let her run riot over them in the final. But there are definitely like still a lot of places where they may not have our number as much due to the injuries and misses and all that.
I mean, I guess one of the things it did remind me is just how deep their bench actually is as well, because they were bringing on players who were just really good. And you realize that they also could set up very differently next time. And so it was a salutary reminder on that front. I think in terms of our team, my guess is that Salim will start and probably Tilly will come on as a sub. And I actually like the idea that we'll probably start slightly with a different problem, and maybe they'll set up to cope with Tilly and that will be good, because that isn't what we do. It did make me realize that I really, really need Martha to be fit for the final. I just want her to be pressing and doing that stuff. And similarly, that Drew, we can get as many minutes as possible out of her, because I guess there are players who are not going to be as strong. I am curious about whether there is sort of a player that Robert is thinking of playing that he hasn't tried yet, whether that's Strang Wang or someone else, or that he's going to move people around a little bit. I mean, he didn't bring Charlie on either, so maybe that's also another option. And he's obviously used Charlie mostly at left or right fullback, but he has also used her a couple of times as an attacker because she's quite physical. And so, you know, there's a possibility that that might be another option if we're short players. So I don't know. I'm not more optimistic because I'm a kind of pessimistic person. But in terms of football anyway, it's like that hope, but like fear. But I guess it does show that it was just so much closer. We've never been that close at Lee Sports Centre, where it's called. So it was really nice to go there and not get battered. That is something to give us hope. And, you know, being at Wembley with many more Spurs fans is going to be a different atmosphere.
I think that game's got to have given the team confidence in the performance, but not too much confidence. So I think that's a good thing. And hopefully it will also have made Manchester United think it's not maybe going to be as easy as they thought it was going to be. But yeah, an interesting game and nice to come away with a point, because Lee is usually probably our least favourite place to go from that perspective. Back to the league for this weekend. Unfortunately, we clash with the North London Derby for the men. So we're all not happy about that. But we play Brighton at home, Brisbane Road, on Sunday. Celine is still out with her foot injury. Martha and Drew face late fitness checks. Robert said in his pre-match stuff that he said quite tentatively that we should consider ourselves favourites for this game. So how do you feel about that transition, being favourites in a game? And do you think he's right that we need to start claiming that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think we should be considered favourites at this point, because we've shown in games against some of the top teams that we're really getting close to being toe-to-toe with them. So if we can't get over the line against Brighton, then that would indicate some issues to me. But yeah, I think it's a game that we have to use as just another opportunity to continue building those partnerships that Robert's always talking about. And again, I'm not opposed to a little bit more experimentation with the lineup in these games where we kind of have that luxury. Like, for example, it might be nice to see Charlie Grant, that we were just talking about, get a start, because we haven't seen extended minutes from her in a while. And it does feel like Amanda Milton probably could use a rest too. So yeah, that's one change that I'm looking hopefully to see in the lineup.
It would be frustrating for me at this point if we kept pulling out these like good results against the big teams and then stumbling over the mid to lower table teams that are performing well, because at that point it's just like, okay, so like, what exactly is separating us from the mid to lower table teams that are performing well? Brighton has had some interesting results this year. I fully, completely lost track of their season. They're doing, honestly, like pretty well, considering everything. I know that they've had like some coaching change-ups and some unsettledness, but we can't be stumbling over Brighton. Although, if we win the cup, I really won't care what happens against Brighton, even though those things are not happening in that order. I'm just saying.
Totally with you. Yeah. I actually totally agree with what you're saying earlier, is in that I don't care that much about the league. Like, yeah, I want to do well, But mostly I want to do well because I want our team to become more consistent and more confident and all of those other things. And I guess that kind of speaks to this game. We have a nice history of scoring a lot of goals against Brighton at least once a season, and I would like that to continue. We've scored a few against them this season, but not like we did last season or the one before. So I would love to have this a massive confidence booster, but I'm going to predict a really big score because I just want it to happen. And Brighton have had some close results. They've had some like less good results. They beat Man City and they drew with Man United earlier in the season. But since Christmas, they haven't had that many good results. And so I feel like they are a good team for us to play now and that they're not going to be easy. But we should be, as Robert Villaham says, favourites for it. And we should be able to show why that's the case. And it should be an opportunity to create more chances, which is really urgent after that second half against Man United.
Any particular thing, players, obviously, Caroline, you mentioned a couple, but any particular players you want to see coming on in this game or particular partnerships you want to see being tested in this game? As we said, we're up for experimentation.
I agree with Caroline. I think Amanda's looked a little bit tired in a couple of games. She was really excellent when she first started. And I just think that maybe I would like to see Charlie getting some minutes. Quite honestly, just to save her for another day, I'm actually fine with Ramona coming on for Ash at some point as well. I'm confident enough in what she's going to do there some of the time. And also would like to see Shuang have some game time.
Maybe like in terms of, you know, midfield pairing, I don't feel like we've seen a lot of Kit and Olga together. So that would be interesting to see more of, because obviously we know what Evelina and Olga can do together. And I think Evelina and Kit have had quite a few games together as well. So that might be nice to see for some variety.
It's been so long since we've seen Evelina and Olga together, and I am missing them. It's not right that we're restricted to one Finn at a time. So many games recently, they've just been subbing on and off for each other, and so I want them two back together. I'm sorry. I love Kit, but not. I want those two.
I'm fairly similar to you in terms of the league. Actually, I found myself starting to think about it doesn't really matter what happens now. What I'm worried about is next season and making sure that we follow on from this season, as opposed to last time we had a good season where we then went very much downhill the next season. So that's my key thing, is actually now what I'm worried about is we've got to continue this kind of form and better it next season. So that's going to be the big test for me. We've shown we can perform sporadically in this league. Now we need to show that we can perform consistently in this league over a period of time. It's a nice thing in a way to be worrying about next season because of we're doing pretty well, as opposed to last season where we were worried about next season because there wasn't really anything to be grateful for last season. We will be back next week to talk about what happened in the Brighton game and to look ahead to the Everton game. We will be back to talk about it all next week. Until then, enjoy the game on Sunday and come on, you Spurs.